So we're going to have our brother Herb Snyder from Sacramento Ecclesia give us the blessing upon the convention and also upon our brother Ray Krupa's welcoming address.
Our gracious and merciful, all-loving Heavenly Father, we thankfully come into Thy presence at this time, thankful that Thou hast provided this opportunity that we might gather with those of like faith, to be uplifted, to be upbuilt by lessons from Thy holy word of truth. We pray Thy blessing upon this convention, Father, that all things said and done may be to Thy glory, to Thy honor, and to the edification of Thy body. We do pray, Father, that Thy will might be done in our lives, and we pray that each one who serves this convention may be enlightened by Thee and guided by Thy Holy Spirit. We ask for Thy forgiveness for our own shortcomings and imperfections. Pray that we might seek Thy counsel in all that is done, that the praise and the honor and glory may be Thine. We pray especially now at this time, Father, that Thou would bless Brother Krupa, who brings to us a message of welcome. And we pray that our hearts and our minds might be blessed by Thy Spirit, that we may receive from this the blessing that Thou dost have for us. For we know that we are gathered here according to Thy purpose and according to Thy will. And we pray that in all sessions, Thy will might be done in our hearts and lives. And we pray now, Father, also for the coming of that great day when all the people may rejoice, when Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and when all will come to know Thee and have the opportunity to come into harmony with Thy laws and to give Thee the praise and the honor. And so, dear Father, we commit this session and this entire convention to Thy care and keeping, giving Thee all the praise, giving Thee all the thanks, mindful ever that it is only through the merit of our precious Savior and Redeemer, Christ Jesus, that we have this privilege and pleasure, and praying all these blessings in His name. Amen.
As has been the tradition with the Los Angeles class, for the last 44 years, the chairman of the class has given the welcoming address to our annual convention. And this year, Brother Krupa is our chairman, and he is going to welcome you to our gathering at this time. My dear brethren, I'm sure you all realize that you are very welcome, and it seems almost superfluous for me to extend to you a welcome, but this is a little formality, and we just want to assure you that we're just delighted to see all of you, and we're looking forward to fellowshipping with you and rejoicing together for the next 2 days and more. I'm sure we've all come to receive a blessing from the Lord. We've come to have the Lord speak to us. We've come to be instructed of Him. We have come to have fellowship with those of like precious faith. We've come to be encouraged so that we may continue our race course, so that we will not draw back in any degree, but that with renewed vigor we will continue to press on to make our calling and election sure. It has been in the past a great privilege that some of the Lord's servants have heard our Heavenly Father's voice speaking to them. I was thinking of little Samuel, how he served Eli the priest, and how he heard the voice of God calling his name, and how he arose the first time, and the second, and the third. It was truly the voice of God. At that time in the history of man, the scriptures say that the word of the Lord was scarce. It is our great privilege to live in a day when the word of the Lord is not scarce. Oh, it is scarce as far as the world in general is concerned. But we have been richly blessed by living in the harvest of the gospel age. We believe that because our Lord is present and because we have been fed the meat in due season, that we have seen the glory of our Heavenly Father in a way that very few have seen it before. Jacob, at one time, saw a ladder which was set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels descended and ascended on it. Moses saw a burning bush, and he heard the voice of the Lord. In Elijah's case, there was the wind, an earthquake, and a fire, and finally, the still, small voice of the Heavenly Father. Isaiah in the temple saw the Lord high and lifted up. Paul on Damascus Road was struck down by a light brighter than the sun, and he too heard the voice of the Lord. Each consecrated child of God has likewise heard the voice of our Heavenly Father. Perhaps not in as dramatic a sense as some of these servants of God that I have mentioned, but nevertheless just as real, just as important, and just as meaningful in our life. We have gathered together for this convention to once again hear the voice of our Heavenly Father speaking to us. And He will do so through able ministers who have, I'm sure, prayed diligently so that their service to us may be an encouragement and a help as we walk the narrow way. And so we sit for a while as a group at the feet of Jesus, waiting for the providential lessons that shall be presented to us, knowing that all of us have a responsibility to be a blessing, knowing that we will endeavor to be receptive to God's Word, and also to be good hearers. We sit at the feet of Jesus because we realize that we love the truth, and we love our Heavenly Father, and we love the brethren more than anything else in this life. We are hungering and we are thirsting for more of God's Word. And it seems that we can never get enough of the good news. And that's why we're here. And that's why our hearts, as Noah's dove, return to the Lord again and again, realizing that it is our Heavenly Father who is the center of all light and the fountain of righteousness. We know that the world cannot give us the happiness and the joy that our hearts seek. And so we have found the Lord, and because of that, we have found the true source of happiness. And so I'm sure that as we sit together here this evening, it is with renewed vigor and a greater zeal and determination on our part that we will continue to build with gold, silver, and precious stones. And if our faith continues faithful even unto death, we shall have that great privilege then of meeting in the great convention, where we won't have to anticipate a closing service, where we will have the opportunity of rejoicing and worshiping our Heavenly Father and serving Him in a better way than we can do now. And so, welcome to this 44th annual convention of your dear brethren in Los Angeles. This is a time that we've looked forward to with great anxiety. And you're going to help us to worship the Heavenly Father in a great way. And I'm sure that when this convention is over, we will thank our Heavenly Father for the privilege of having been together. So may God bless us as we continue to wait upon Him and rejoice in this convention. Amen.
Thank you very much, Ray. Yes, you certainly are indeed welcome. And now we're really going to begin our convention. We're going to open with a service by our brother Richard Serafi from Connecticut. It's a long way, and I understand this is his first time in Los Angeles. We're glad to welcome him and Sister Serafi with us.
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we as thy children come to thee again to thank thee for thy many blessings. We appreciate this privilege of meeting together in thy name, and we pray thy continued blessing upon us now as Brother Richard serves us with the food from thy great storehouse. Bless his heart and bless our hearts, that we may be receptive to thy word and that we may be encouraged and built up in the most holy faith. We are mindful of our dear brethren scattered the world over. Help us all, Father, to continue looking to thee for the strength and the help that we need. Now, Father, we linger in thy presence, expecting thy rich blessing, for we ask it in Jesus' dear name.